So this is awesome. We get to stand outside on the road. The police are out here guiding traffic. We got our signs and hundreds of cars and thousands of people going by this giant goat farm of James River Church. And you know, it's glorious to tell the truth. Why? The truth sets you free. John 8:32. You're not free in the truth of Jesus Christ as you follow man-made traditions. You're not free at all. You're caught in the snare of Satan. You're caught into your flesh. This place tells people. I was at the Stronger Man's conference yesterday, and their men were telling people, you don't got to leave your sin. They were laughing at me when I said, you got to repent to come out of your sin. People there smoking, cussing, acting worldly. They had boxers there. They got half-naked men on poles swallowing swords, doing demonic things that even their speaker, Mark Driscoll, rebuked John Lindell for right in front of all the people. You could see that on our website. We got the video of it up. Somebody put it online, and we used it under Fair Use Act. Turn and repent. This is foolishness that will not stand in the day of judgment. This is heresy that Christ is going to come to judge and burn up and destroy. Everything you're laboring to build, American Christians, and even Americans that don't claim to be Christians, everything's going to be burned up and stripped away. Your politics, your sports, your entertainment, your pride, your vanity, it's all going to be burned up. It's all going to be stripped away. It's all going to be consumed by the fire of God. We just love our neighbors enough to come and stand and tell the truth. That you can't be caught up in heresy of the American church system and false teachers like John Liddell. You got to repent to come out. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to know that which is the perfect will of God. You got to seek in holiness and righteousness. Without holiness, Hebrews 12 says, no man will see God. What are you living for, American Christians? You're living for your flesh. If your heart was transformed by the biblical gospel, you'd desire righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth. You're propping up for yourself these itchy-eared teachers like John Lindell, like Mark Driscoll, like the other false teachers and spiritual perverts. Yeah, John Lindell's a spiritual pervert. He perverts the word of God. I have articles on that in my teaching blog. Other spiritual perverts, Mark Driscoll, Lou Giglio, men like this and such that will suffer the wrath of God, and you will suffer with them unless you turn. Peter says, darkness is coming, mockers and scoffers in the last day that deny the truth. Paul says they'll have the appearance of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such turn away. Turn away from the false teachers. Turn away from all this corruption in American churchianity. Turn away from your flesh that's going to destroy you, American neighbors. Yes, sir, John Lindell is a heretic. We are here exposing this church. Look up our testing. John Lindell the heretic, where is he? Bring his Bible. Where is John Lindell, this heretic? Have him bring his Bible. Can he give an answer in the Word of God? No, because John Lindell's a Revelation 21:8 coward. He can't come and stand in the Word of God. John Lindell can't stand in the Word of God. He's a coward that will not give an answer. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Turn and seek Christ in spirit and truth. Don't be like these hirelings and these cowards. Christ is a glorious Savior, worthy to be praised. Don't be deceived. Don't be swept away in your flesh. Open the Holy Scriptures. Test to see that which is good, pure, and true. Seek after righteousness, goodness, and truth. Mercy and grace is available if you repent. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Lose your life for this glorious Savior who shed his blood, was beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised for you. Thank you, Father, for letting us stand this day.